for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. Top Trump administration officials will appear before a closed-door hearing in the Senate on Wednesday over the U.S. response to the murder of a Saudi journalist. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell isn't completely backing up President Trump on the issue of Jamal Khashoggi's murder in the Turkish consulate. First, McConnell says he believes the CIA assessment.
What obviously happened, as basically certified by the CIA, is completely abhorrent.
Second, McConnell says giving Saudi Arabia a pass is wrong.
So some kind of response to that certainly would be in order.
And McConnell says the Senate is discussing what the appropriate response should be.
I think almost no one believes we should completely and totally fracture our relationship with the Saudis. But yes, some kind of response is going to be appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves Liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
He calls it a witch hunt and a hoax, but President Trump told the Washington Post he won't step in to end the investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He also said he won't let it continue to the end. He says he may cancel a scheduled meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's capture of three Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday, saying, "I don't like that aggression." The president also said he's not happy with Jerome Powell. It might be a bit harder to find that Christmas tree this year, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, when there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. Also this year, expect to pay 10% more for that noble fir Christmas tree. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
People in Mississippi went to the polls for a runoff election. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has clips of President Trump at a rally there on Monday.
I need the great people of Mississippi to send a message to cry and Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, the radical Democrats, by electing Cindy.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Biloxi, Mississippi, at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, as he campaigns for the Republican Senate candidate there, Cindy Hyde-Smith, who is in a runoff election with Democrat Mike Espy. I'm Robin Walensky.
The romaine lettuce warning has been lifted. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
You'll remember just before Thanksgiving, the FDA was urging restaurants, grocers, and consumers to throw out all their romaine lettuce because of an E. coli outbreak, but they hadn't determined the source. The outbreak did sicken more than 40 people in 12 states. Well, the FDA now says the most likely source of the contamination was from lettuce grown in California's Central Coast region. It says the romaine growing season there is now over, so it's shifting south to California's Imperial Valley, Arizona, and Florida. The FDA says romaine producers and distributors are now going to include product labeling and dating to assure consumers that the lettuce they're buying is not associated with that outbreak. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.